Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Wanna be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you on a busy, busy morning. We're going to have, what about you getting the Chief this morning, RJ? 9 o'clock, the Chief, Robert Parrish, is going to join us as we head into game three of this. But I'd much rather hear about the 80 Celtics Rockets, those games in 81 and 86. I'd much rather hear about that than what he thinks about this Celtics team. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have the Chief here, and we will be able to talk about what's going on with the Boston Celtics. That'll be fun. And Mike Florio is going to join us at 9:30 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to break down this Deshaun thing. Before we get into Deshaun, let's give our big ups. Instead of all of that crap and all of that malfeasance and all of that, just a lot of really ugly
stuff.
You're about
to find out more stuff.
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. In case you missed yesterday afternoon, there's about to be more stuff. Until we get to the more stuff, which, by the way, is not beating a dead horse. I saw somebody on Twitter, this is just beating a dead horse. What are you talking about? There's a brand new report with new information.
Well, that's not a dead horse. It's that horse is alive and well and rich. And that horse has been getting away with a lot of crap for... That horse is still running, running hard.
There's a lot more to find out about that horse. A lot more information's coming out because there's actual real investigative journalism being done by Jenny Vrentis. But with that said, to your point, John, what you wanted to talk about, I would assume would be 1A is Justin Verlander.
Justin Verlander is awesome. Justin Verlander is, I mean, if he is not the best pitcher in baseball right now, I don't know. It's a short list. He ain't third. I can tell you that right now. That dude is just now. He got lit up last time. So what did he do? He comes back with 12 strikeouts, 108 pitches, 7 innings. And he probably could have kept going because he was getting looked like he was getting stronger and stronger and stronger as the game went on. Mm-hmm. But that dude, that is your stopper. When you hit a wall, when you're losing games, it's what the Angels need. It's what Joe Maddon needed. He needed a stopper because they couldn't find a way to win a game. So Joe Maddon loses his job. Whether or not it's on Joe Maddon or it's just the Angels being the Angels, I don't know. But I do know that how much do you love, if you're a manager, Justin Verlander going out there every fifth day and taking care of business for you? Because that dude is just money, money, money. Who would have thought? You know, we're going to see how well Deshaun Watson plays after 2 years off, because I have a feeling Deshaun Watson is going to be 2 years off. Justin Verlander, 30.
You think 2 years off?
Well, he was last year and this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 2 years that we won't be seeing Deshaun Watson on a football field. He's a lot younger. He didn't have a serious injury like Verlander did. But a lot of times you see this guys coming back from Tommy John.
Well, number one, the comeback player of the year award is over.
Yeah.
It's Justin Verlander's. If they can just give it to him at the All-Star break, would save some time, let him get on vacation sooner.
Well,
comeback player of the year award is over. For him to do this at this age after 2 years off is staggering. I mean, he's had one bad start that I can recall, just the one.
Do you give him Cy Young and comeback player?
Not at the same time, because that's part of the award ceremony.
No. But I mean, it's it's highly unusual to win both awards.
Yeah, I'd have to look major and see awards. Who's done it. But Justin Verlander looks like the same guy. He is one of those Tom Brady, Nolan Ryan outliers. Mm-hmm. Look, there's only a few of them that have ever lived. Very, very few where you say, you know, frankly, LeBron is becoming an outlier. Jordan is harder to say because Jordan, you look at the numbers, sometimes people forget what Jordan did with the Wizards. Like, it was actually better than you think it was. But you can't really, I think the real outlier is like Tom Brady doesn't make any sense. No one is like that. You look how quickly Drew Brees just felt, where he just couldn't push the ball down the field at all. That's how it usually manifests itself. You can't throw down the field. What Tom Brady does, what Nolan Ryan did at age in his 40s, doing what he did, no, I mean, that's almost unheard of. Roger Clemens was good too, but you know, Roger has something in his background and accusations that make it tougher. But Nolan was on a different level. Nolan was doing things that a power pitcher's like legit starters, big time starters in the league were doing when he's 44 years old.
Yeah.
That's what Justin Verlander's doing. Now, Justin Verlander's not in his 40s, but he's got lots of innings under his belt, and he's coming off of, you know, 2 years of inactivity.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. He is just so, so good. You would have thought that what he did last time out would have been the norm, but this is the norm. And I'm just amazed. I'm just pissed every time somebody gets a hit off him because I'm like, I just want to see him. I just want to see him dominate at this age and at this. So of course, he's our guy, so we want him to dominate. But he is just so, so good. And a 4-1 win. And I, you know, I heard Dusty yesterday, as a matter of fact, and Dusty was talking. Dusty was suspended for the game. Hector Neris gets 4 games. I was just on Channel 26 with Nate Griffin, and we were talking about the suspension.
How does Neris get 4 games?
Suck. Here's what he got 4 games for. He plunked him, I mean, straight in the back with Ty France, and then he threw over Suarez's head.
Well, no, that was, but I don't think any of that was intentional.
None of it was.
I think he was completely.
And you know what?
Oh, you're just saying because he was so wild.
He's so, you can't, you know what? Dude, get your stuff back together, get your ship together, and get back on the mound because you can't be on a major league mound right now the way that, with that. If it's a one-run game and you're plunking a guy and throwing so wildly that you're endangering guys, you know what? I agree wholeheartedly. He got suspended for suck. So get your stuff back together and get back to the way you pitched at the beginning of the year. Lately, Hector Neris has not been very good. Now, you know what? He's got no control over where the ball is going. If he can't, and then you're a major leaguer. You can't be throwing a ball. This isn't Durham, North Carolina. This is the major leagues. You got to have much better control than you have, Hector Neris. If you can't control yourself in a one-run game, hitting guys and throwing over their heads, then you know what? You need to be suspended. 4 games for a reliever isn't actually that much.
Well, four for a starter isn't.
Oh, no, four for a starter.
It's one game.
Yeah, it's one game, right.
For a reliever, you can't pitch.
Well, it's not even one game. You're not even getting suspended for one game. You're just taking your regular rest.
They usually do 5 games.
Four is not that big.
I mean, it could keep you out of 2 games.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
More of a 2-game suspension.
It's usually a 1 or maybe 2.
With Neris, with Hector, the way he comes in, I would say that's 2 games.
You know, he. Maybe. He. Well, you know what? You don't want him in 2 games right now, if you want to know the truth. He's going to fight it, and we'll find out whether or not he will get the full four games. He might get it down to 3 because the situation did not call for a hit hitting a guy. But you know what? He could have started a war between
you know,
the two
Hector
teams.
Leads the team in appearances.
Yeah.
Like, he comes in more than anyone else. So I would say he's coming in 26 games. The Astros have played how many total games so far?
No, he's been on the mound quite a bit.
I mean,
and you know what he needs? You know what he needs? A little break.
Yeah. So he's been in more than, you know, not quite half the games, but in 50 he's pitched in. No, he is more than half the games. 26 appearances in 56 games. So Hector's going to miss
52. 52. So
wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah, so
he's
less
got
than
56. He's been in 26. Oh yeah.
52.
So he. You know, that's 2 games that they'll miss him. It's not the end of the world, but...
No.
But I don't, you know, to me, I'm surprised there was... I would also think maybe because as stupid as it was, because there was a back-to-back incident with an Astro, maybe, even though we know the game before was absolutely stupid. But maybe they're just saying, hey, Astros, we don't know what's going on, but tighten it up because we're going to knock this guy out for 4 games. So, we'll see what happens. We've done sports talk long enough to know that the Yuli Bregman thing is going to become a, like, it's already becoming a narrative that people are talking about. It's Bregman mostly, but Yuli's being added into the mix now. And this is going to become, you do not want to become Dave Clark. You do not want to become
the talking point.
The talking point, yeah. Because people don't get off of it. Yeah. No matter what, it becomes an easy talking point. It's a lazy talking point. So it's easy. It doesn't make it incorrect, but it's the easy go-to target. And right now, Alex Bregman has just become that. He is an easy go-to target, and it's hard to get around this. I don't have an excuse for him. I don't have a reason other than this is not the same guy they signed. This is not the same guy that we witnessed from 16 to 2019. It is not the same player. And I don't get it, and I don't know what to say. I mean, I think a sports psychologist is needed for Alex Bregman. But the Yuli thing is also equally troubling because he's an older player, and if an older player loses bat speed, it could go like that.
Well, that's coming off a batting title.
Yeah.
That's the strange
that's
thing.
That's what doesn't make any
it
sense.
Does that, it, what, but you know what? Sometimes it is precipitous, like you just said.
We've seen it enough
yeah, yeah.
that it can happen.
Absolutely. Jose Altuve seems to be back. Bregman, you know, he going the other way some, which is nice. I like that. Boy, Pena is so sweet. His two hits to right field, I just love the when he goes with it as opposed to trying. You try to pull that ball and you hit a two-hopper to shortstop. He goes the other way with it, gets a nice RBI, and he gets another nice hit. That's just so pretty. Yordan with another bomb. You know, it's just what Yordan do. and adds to the lead, which is awfully nice. A 2-1 game. You give him some breathing room in the ninth inning, which was awfully nice. Listen, four runs ain't getting it. The Astros are, this is Astros baseball now. You know, they come up with seven hits, five walks. They leave a bunch of guys stranded. It's what they do.
Four runs is getting it right now.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
you can say it's not, but it actually is because the pitching. I mean, there's another oneer. There's another oneer in the other team's tally box. I mean, look how many wins the Astros have right now, right? But the problem is they're 16 games over 500. The problem is, at some point, pitching will bog down a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the guns to be able to keep up in the gunfight?
Yeah. Well, that's the question.
I mean, I really don't know.
This lineup that they had last night, you're just going to have to live with it. Listening to Dusty yesterday, as a matter of fact, he said, you know what? These are not. This isn't a video game. Alex Bregman is the three-hole hitter. You know, this is you don't just yank guys around. He has moved Kyle Tucker up behind Yordan Alvarez with back-to-back left-handed bats.
For a video game, you'd trade Bregman immediately. Is this for a video game? Or you'd hit reset on Alex Bregman, you know.
Well,
this for a video game, you would move him in the lineup. Hey, Dusty, I played a lot of video game baseball in my days. You know what I would have done? Moved him in the lineup, except unless I was playing baseball stars.
That's what he's saying. He said, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what he said. This ain't video game baseball. These are real people. He said, it mattered to me when I was batting, where I was batting. Helped your confidence.
Hey, Dusty, how many years do you want out for Bregman to do this?
Well.
Like, at what point are you going to try to help his confidence by moving him?
Yeah.
By putting him between different hitters? Like.
Well, the thing is, he still gets on base because he walks. He still gets on base because he walks. So he, you know what? Alvarez is still and Kyle Tucker still have a guy that they can knock in. His on base percentage is .341, which isn't horrible. So he is getting on base despite the fact that he's not hitting and not knocking in runs because he's just not hitting. But moving Kyle Tucker up behind Yordan as opposed to batting sixth every day. Kyle Tucker deserves to be fifth or higher in the order, and at least Dusty's done that. Now, it's surprising because he went lefty-lefty, but these guys, both of them can hit lefties. That's not a big deal. Like you said earlier before, Brantley's the left-hander that you got to worry about against left-handers, but you don't have to worry about Yordan and Tucker against lefties.
You know, with runners in scoring position, Alex Bregman. Wow. I got to make sure this is this year's because this is like, yeah, he's hitting .219, but this may surprise you a little bit. With runners in scoring position, just runners in scoring position, he's got 46 at-bats. He's hitting .261, but his on-base percentage is .393. His slugging
he walks a lot.
.413, but his OPS is .806.
Yeah.
That's not bad. With runners in scoring position and two outs, he's hitting .385. He's got an OPS of .1145. That's only 13 at-bats.
Yeah.
bases loaded. He's 2-for-4. So he has now, after an 0-1 count, he's hitting, after an 0-1 count, period, he's hitting 130. He's, oh my God. He is hitting 13%. Wait, this can't be true. No, 136. Okay.
He's hitting 136.
They made a mistake here. He's hitting 136. He's 12 of 88. His OPS is 438. If he gets behind an account, he's toast.
He's toast.
He's toast. When it's 1-0, he's hitting 282. Look at the difference. When he's 1-0 on the count with 71 at-bats, he's hitting 282 with an OPS of 995, John. When he's 0-1 in the count, he's hitting, his OPS is 438.
Wow.
And that's 88 at-bats versus 71. So it's not a wildly different subset of numbers. 88 and 71 at-bats, but when he starts off 0-1, 88 at-bats, he's hitting 136 basically with a 438 out. OPS. But when he's 1-0, 282 with a 995.
What about a 0-0 if he hits the first pitch?
That's a good question. I don't know. It obviously can't be great.
It can't be.
Based on these numbers, I would say, you know, when you look at the being
219. Because if I'm a pitcher, I'm throwing one right down the middle for him. And I'm getting
okay, here it is. At 0-0, 321.
See? Yeah.
When it's 0-2, he's 182. He can't dig himself out once he's got a strike.
Yep.
Once they get ahead of him in the count, when it's 1-2, he's hitting 107. I mean, anytime he's got an advantageous count. At 0-0, he's hitting 321. 1-0, 333. 1-1, 267. 2-0, he's hitting 375. 2-1, for whatever reason, he's hitting 143. You know, 3-1, he's hitting 375. But, boy, where the problem lies, 0-1, 143. 0-2, 182. What you know is you do anything in your power
get ahead of him.
To get ahead of him, because the numbers tell you that his approach, once he's behind, and you know what that tells me, John? That's mental. Mm-hmm. He's inside his own head, guessing, thinking. He loses confidence once the pitcher gets ahead of him. He has no chance when pitchers get ahead of him in the count. 1-2, 0-1, 0-2, terrible. I bet if we look at Jeremy Pena, who's a rookie, who's probably thinking less. He should be thinking more. But he didn't strike me as a guy who's thinking. He's just reacting at the plate.
All right.
Another good game for him. Another one for Yordan. I mean, Tuck, it's kind of the usual suspects right now at this point.
It absolutely is. And continue. Well, what did you think? Castro and Siri were going to give you a big night? So let's talk. Let's do a little Go Solutions, and we'll talk about this Deshaun thing on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
With my friends over at TGS and the holding company's Go Solutions, but if you ever wonder that. But TGS Insurance is so their thing is trying to help you save money, but it's on a service that you can't cut, right? You can cut your cable. You can cut your satellite. You may be able to cut how often you go out there and get your drinks or your restaurant stuff. You may cut getting your shoes. I had a tennis shoe allowance. Got cut, save money during inflation and during what we're going to be facing financially. How about you start to get some of your money back with your homeowner's insurance? And you don't have to cut that. What you do is you go with an A-rated insurance company. But you're going with a company that is going to be competing for your business, and they're going to give you competitive rates. You text the word money to 232323, and it starts the process of TGS Insurance looking out for you by shopping multiple A-rated companies. Now, how do they do that? They've got an algorithm on the back end, and when you give them your address, within 15 seconds, you are going to have a firm quote texted right back to you. Now, this is a firm quote for your standard coverage of what you're supposed to have. But if you want to get extra coverage, they can do that for you as well. TGS Insurance is going to be there for you, and they're looking to save you money. Put more of your money back in your pocket. Why give somebody extra money when you don't have to and your service isn't going to be any different? TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Did you read the Jenny Vrentas story in the New York Times? Because it was quite enlightening.
They took it outside of the paywall
for
everyone to read.
Yeah, they did.
Jenny Vrentas is a really talented investigative journalist. She has gone to... Now, this used to kind of be the norm. I mean, with Watergate, it was investigative journalists that dug out Watergate. There's a lot of things that go on that reporters... Like, I saw people... I think people aren't used to this anymore. Where I saw people, some people on Twitter saying, oh, yeah. Oh, notice how the... This was a talking point. Oh, so the authorities don't have... They couldn't find anything on Deshaun, so they declared him innocent. Which, like, that... Once again, that's not how that works.
That's right.
But you can't fight everyone on Twitter because they don't understand the no-bill process. And so, you know, there's also some people who think here in Harris County, they didn't do their job. Like, maybe they just let Deshaun off on no criminal charges without going as deep as they needed to. And there's questions in this article about Rusty Hardin and, you know, in his relationship with the DA.
Yeah. I found that to be, I thought, a little bit maybe overworked because now Tony Busby didn't. Tony Busby sent out a huge, Tony Busby said, listen, I had no idea Rusty Hardin was communicating so much. I talked to them once. They wouldn't talk. They only talked to one of our one of the accusers. They did not talk to any of the other ones that didn't file complaints.
That is unbelievable.
Well, only one of them that didn't file a complaint is what he's saying.
Okay.
Listen, the DA's office didn't feel they could win this. That's why. That's why they didn't. If they had a chance of winning this, winning the case, I think they might have gone for it. But it was going to be awfully difficult. We've talked about this before. The preponderance of evidence, it's just not there.
There are people who are acting like as if this means, see, this is proved that Deshaun's innocent. No, it doesn't. There's when you are dealing with he said, she said, unless they had a video camera in the room. Now, some of these texts are very, like, in this article, Jenny Vrentas has gone deep into the investigation. She's pulled things that, frankly, are available through just open record acts. She's pulled elements of the deposition, and she's shined a light on some very uncomfortable things. She does have text message, although I will say, you and I remember some text message reports coming out that we had read previously on this show. But she had text messages. She had the owner of Massage, I think it's called Massage Spa for You. It's in a strip center off of I-45 that Deshaun would go to multiple times. And this girl would help, this woman who owned this place would help Deshaun facilitate some of these things. And it painted a more graphic picture. It painted a more complete picture of the extent. And what it also did was, for the first time, loop the Houston Texans by way of their security director into this.
Yeah.
This is where it starts to get even muddier.
So the Texans apparently gave Deshaun Watson not an unauthorized room, but
a membership to Houstonian.
Well, I don't know that it was a membership. I don't want to say that it was a membership because I don't know that it was a membership to the Houstonian. I think what they did was they gave him a room that Deshaun Watson's name wouldn't be on. That's what it was, I think.
Which is not unusual.
No.
Players don't want their names. When you go on road trips, they go by assumed names.
Right. So I think that was more the case, that Deshaun had a place where he could be. Now, Deshaun walks in and everybody knows Deshaun's in the building.
I don't use my name. When I check in, I don't want people like, because I am what, as you know, and unfortunately it's come out with all the stuff and it's embarrassing, but I am the preeminent draft expert. And so... with my humility, I don't love the fact that there's draftniks that wait for me at hotels to get autographs and stuff like that. So what I do is I use Kid Kerwin, old nickname I was given at Buffalo Jimmy's
place. You use that at hotels now?
I use Kid Kerwin. Are you going to be staying with us, Kerwin? I said, yes, please call me Kid Kerwin. They're like, you're not a kid anymore. I said, yeah, but in a way I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I do to keep all the draftniks from
right.
You know, really finding where I am. And like, Mr. Zerline, can you show us how to analyze a cornerback who's in a cover two or a press man or off man coverages? And I'm like, yeah. I'm just trying to be here with my family and I'm enjoy time.
I'm trying to eat dinner right now.
I'm trying to eat dinner here at the hotel restaurant. So, yeah, I'll use,
you know,
Kid Kerwin.
Yeah, you do that. So, so Deshaun had a room there, and so she's trying to paint a picture because the headline for the article was how the Texans enabled Deshaun and how they and a spa enabled Deshaun Watson, and I'm not sure that that was enabling. What is kind of unusual for me,
they had no idea about the spa. By the way, I thought that was a very misleading headline. Yeah. As I read the whole thing, I expected him to be involved with a spa. Like for them to have him going to some kind of happy ending spa. And it was about getting him a place at the Houstonian. And also the other big one was their director of security, I guess. Deshaun went to this director of security and said, hey, this girl said she's going to try to expose me and blackmail me for stuff. I mean, I'm sure Deshaun probably said something like, this is on some BS. This girl, you know, we hooked up, and now she's mad. She's trying to blackmail me, trying to get money out of me, blah, 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 whatever. And the guy said, well, here's an NDA. Have her sign this NDA.
Right. She left them in his locker. He left NDAs in his locker.
Right.
Which, asking a couple of people in the NFL, that's highly unusual. Highly unusual. If you're the security guard, aren't you more into, okay, let me look into this, as opposed to give you an NDA for this girl?
Yeah. Most teams, John and I had a discussion with somebody before the show, and they said, look, there's a lot of things that happen that people don't know about. Every single offseason or season, and this team has a private investigator that looks through a variety of their players, who keeps an eye on the players, and things pop up all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
They pop up all the time. So it's not unusual. The difference is, and I've been involved with helping the Texans and the Rockets on two separate occasions where they had issues that they faced. And one of them was a setup of a star player for one of the teams. And I was given the information. I just passed it along. I didn't even know if it was accurate. A listener had it. Turns out the listener was accurate because the team got back to me and said, that was accurate information. This kind of stuff does happen.
It does happen. But I find it highly unusual
that
he would leave
security,
non-disclosure agreements as opposed to investigating Deshaun was involved in.
In both cases, the director of security called me with one of the teams, and I pushed him along to a second person that told me. And in the other one, that team representative reached out to the director of security, and they handled it. You're right. Directors of security are the ones who take over in this matter. Now, it might have been where the director of security said, just in case, I ain't getting involved in this one because who knows what rabbit hole this leads down.
Well, that's not what a director of security should do.
No, it's not.
I don't want to get involved in this. What?
I know. No, you're right. No, that's your job.
That's the job.
I mean, that's actually your job. And you're probably right because if you are good at your job at all, if you're competent at your job at all, when these incidents arise, you have to go find out what's going on.
Yep.
You're the cleaner. You're the guy who has to come out and find out. In some cases, teams need these guys to be like, hey, we need to know what's going on with this.
Absolutely.
Guy.
Oh no, you got a star player that you're paying all this money to, and you're just going to leave him some non-disclosure agreements as opposed to helping him out on someone who looks to be getting some money, out of him.
After you read this, now people.
Okay,
who read,
wait, let's do it on the other side.
All right.
Well, okay, we got a lot more to talk about here, and if you want to get in, if you read it, if you haven't read it, and you got questions, whatever the case may be, 713-780-3776. By the way, in that the grand jury, 10 complainants. 10 complainants, and Tony Busby said the grand jury only heard from one of them while others were ready to testify to the grand jury. That's also a problem. But we've got a lot to talk about on that side. First, we're going to talk about how water. It was so hot out yesterday. It was blazing hot out there playing golf. What you need, especially if you're going to drink some beers, what you need is to get hydrated. And if you're not drinking how water, then you are not getting as hydrated as you possibly can. How is hyper pure oxygenated water. It's just not just regular water. This helps you hydrate even more. Drink How Water, H-O-W, drinkhowwater.com. They will deliver it to your house absolutely free. Your first delivery is going to be absolutely free. You're going to get 20% off if you put in John20 in the promo code, and you're going to be more hydrated. Be more hydrated than not hydrated.
And you're going to be more hydrated. Well, it sounds like Matt, if you have How Water, and you're going to be more hydrated.
That's all there is to it. It's simple. Drinkhowwater.com. Promo code John20.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So much came out of the New York Times. So this is why it's a story today. We've got Deshaun fatigue, I'm sure, in the city of Houston. I'm sure Cleveland has it as well. I'm sure that there is some buyer's remorse. There has to be. This is ugly. It is getting uglier. I think now more and more and more, all of us, and we'll hear what Mike Florio thinks the punishment is going to be. He's talking about, listen, this morning he wrote, listen, the commissioner just needs to give him pay and go away. Just not be there.
Oh, are we paying Deshaun for everything again?
Well, no, but
Deshaun
then,
literally has the greatest hookup ever.
Ever. Just, well,
keep all your signing bonuses, get all, and never have to play again. Just, well, get on your Instagram.
Then the suspensions without pay come.
Okay.
Then the suspensions without pay come. But as of right now, while all of this is going on, horrible look for the league. And listen, Trevor Bauer and Ray Rice are going to play into this because the Major League Baseball took a stance and gave 2-year suspension to Trevor Bauer because what they saw with their human eyes. I know that there was no charges, but what they heard and saw in their investigation led them to believe that Trevor Bauer is not good for their game. Deshaun Watson is not good for the NFL. He's just not.
Listen, if you just think all I can say is we're all entitled to our own opinion about things. You always hope that people take in all the information available to them. You parse it and some things will fall into your narrative and some things won't. And so, you know, I would hope that everyone's critical thinkers that they can, like, for example, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. I think Deshaun has done a lot of this. Deshaun has admitted that he did this. This is a basic common sense one. Deshaun has admitted that he had sex with some of the women. He had consensual relations. Rusty Harden has admitted that sometimes it ended with, quote-unquote, his words, earmuffs here, earmuffs, earmuffs, happy endings. He came out. Rusty Harden, his defense attorney, said that, and he made sure to point out that it wasn't a crime. The reason Rusty did that, and we now know, is because he wanted to get ahead of the article that he knew was coming from New York Times and Jenny Vrentis. So what it shows is a pattern of Deshaun finding non-licensed massage therapists through unconventional means, and in multiple instances, they either ended with some sexual gratification or they went to that level. This isn't crazy. Like, it's already laid out for you. That's a known fact. So you know that's what he's going out there looking for. Now, how many times and how many of these women did that happen with? Did all the incidents happen the way it said? You know, that's what you got to find out. That's the fact-finding mission. And you're going to have some he said, she said. There's no way around it here. What we do know, though, is there's been enough admissions from Deshaun's defense side, from that side, and some of the texts that are now out there and some of the just the manners of operation that it is a bad look for the NFL. It's a bad look right now for – I shouldn't say for the NFL. Right now it's not. It will be depending on how they treat this, and because I've talked to some women in sports journalism about this, and man, this is a really big deal to, like, a really, really big deal to them, and I think they're watching to see what the NFL does. Right now, Cleveland looks really bad, and the Texans this morning, there's no way to get away from those headlines. I thought the headlines were a little misleading, and I still have a lot of questions about how culpable the Texans are, because the headline would lead you to believe the Texans were setting him up with mistresses, you know, and massage therapists who would give him sexual gratification, and they're putting him up in a spa. And then when I read it, I'm like, okay, they helped him have a room at the Houstonian, and there was a director of security had the NDA. Now, my common sense tells me this, John. If your star quarterback could be dealing with a blackmail situation and I'm head of security, oh, I'm telling the GM. The GM at that time was OB?
I don't know. I don't know the timeline.
Who's the last guy?
Yeah, no. It was during the pandemic.
It was before Nick Caserio. He never played. So it was O'Brien.
It was over a two-year period. It was O'Brien.
It wasn't mentioned in the article, but he would have had to go to Bill O'Brien because Bill O'Brien was in charge. Question now is, did Jack Easterby also know? If Bill O'Brien knows, wouldn't Jack Easterby know?
I don't know. We can't assume. I could see them not even telling Cal.
Yeah, by the way.
Oh, well, what would Cal do?
Well, but these are all things that if you're going to say the Texans did this, then you have to play it out. So if you say the Texans did this, what does that mean?
I don't know.
It means the director of security would have had to told the GM.
I don't know if he did. We don't know if he did, though. We don't. So I don't know how we can just assume things that we don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He either didn't tell them, or if he did, he told Bill O'Brien. So I wonder if Bill O'Brien – well, would Bill O'Brien now be involved in a civil case? Is he going to be deposed?
Haven't heard anything like that, so I don't know. I don't know that the Texans enabled. All I know is
I don't either.
Highly unusual the way that they reacted to this Deshaun telling them that he was being blackmailed by some girl by giving him some NDAs. That's highly unusual. Let's get Robert in here. He wants to talk about the Watson situation. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. If you'll indulge me for a moment, I got a couple of questions from a couple of different perspectives. The first one is that, okay, so Deshaun was soliciting for massage therapy. Now, what makes this massage therapist approved by the Texans? If he's under contract with the Texans and he's going to someone that's not a licensed therapist, then the therapist could be doing damage. And causing other issues that would could ruin his playing career, just from that perspective. So with him doing that, I mean, it's almost like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. So why can't the Texans say, all right, well, look, you did this. This is conduct detrimental and, you know, bad decision making. We want X amount of dollars back because you took those chances. Now, that's my first question. My second question is what is going to be the repercussion if Deshaun is sentenced to, okay, you're banned for a year. Okay, well, his contract is only $1 million. He only loses $1 million. The Cleveland Browns purposely set up that contract so that there wouldn't be much money lost, and they did that on purpose. So what's to say that Goodell and company doesn't go after the Browns? Okay, you purposely did that for that contract so he wouldn't lose money. So there's no punishment. So you're basically enabling him and saying that that's okay to do. So why can't the NFL go after the Browns as well for the way they set the contract up?
Well, because the Browns, here's why. There's precedence in the league for this because you are setting up a contract to where a team gets less of a cap hit in a year they're already cap strapped. And the Browns have plausible deniability because they still have Baker Mayfield, who if they traded Baker Mayfield, they're going to take a dead money cap hit.
They also did the same with Joku's contract.
David Joku, I couldn't remember who were the other instance. So they did this because they don't have – I'm sure the Browns
they can
were,
say that.
I'm sure David Mulgeta was saying, hey, we want to do this. And the Browns were like, cool, because this helps us out too.
That's true.
Because we need to do this.
It is true, but it's got a horrible, horrible look to it.
Yeah, but you can't punish them for doing something. No. Well, unless you're going to punish him for David Joku.
No, but he is circumventing. There's no question he's circumventing the system.
But the Browns are not going to be punished for something that's completely collectively bargained and legal.
And here's the thing is, you know what? Guys can go out and get massages. I'm not sure that he's endangering. It's like jumping out of a plane without, good Lord, man. Carlos Correa had his ribs injured by a broken by a masseuse at his house. I mean, that's the most extreme massage mishap I've ever heard of. But I don't know that it's jumping out of a plane without a parachute. Here's the deal, though, is a lot of this happened during COVID. You weren't supposed to have – the teams were so careful. They were so key. You know, they didn't get together. And here's Deshaun calling 100 women to come on over, 100 different women to come on over.
Well, let me tell you something. The league was extraordinarily careful during COVID. The rules were extraordinarily
and this
strict.
Dude is just, that's the thing is.
And I want you to massage me and you. Yeah. Hey, have you been COVID tested? I don't know. I don't care. What's your name again? Lisa. What do you do for a living? Do you do massages? I mean, not as a librarian, I don't. Not as a flight attendant, I typically don't. That's okay. I still want a massage. I mean, come on. But no, that's what. People in the league are like, hey, the league had incredibly strict rules. You couldn't be within.
No.
You remember how strict it was if you went outside
no.
of the room?
Jack and Bill O'Brien used to walk with each other across the street and yell stuff to each other because they didn't want to be next to each other. Meanwhile, Deshaun is getting all of his innards and rubbed on.
Innards?
Well, a lot of times. It's what
one
it was
of
in,
them they
it
said
was
baby
in Jenny. It was, yeah, he used his baby.
They said he was in baby pose. I was like, what's that? I don't do yoga. One quick Google. Well, somebody photoshopped baby pose with Deshaun's face on it, and it is. He's accused by one lady of basically saying, listen, I'm going to throw my legs behind my head. You get in there and do your business, and let's see what happens.
He wanted it.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
All around the area.
All outside and inside he wanted. It's 745, 6 now, ESPN 97.5
sure
and 92.5.
Sure you wanted this to go civil?
I know. Let's talk about Phil Mickelson on the other side. Okay, Phil had a press conference.
Yeah.
And it was...
Yeah, he wishes he wouldn't.
It was spectacular. Let's do that on the other side. But right now I'm talking about Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Coors, my buddies love it. Oh, they're always, is it cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing? Yes, it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I heard it yesterday. I was on the golf course yesterday. And was I keeping Texas chill? Yes, I was keeping Texas chill because my Blue Mountains were cooling me down. It was so wonderful. It was so hot out there. And I had cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing Coors Light to help me through it. And guess what? It's going to help you through it as well. So if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, it's a fact. There's nothing I can do about it. I saw it on a billboard. You cannot put lies on a billboard. It's the world's most refreshing beer. That's it. So if you're looking for refreshment, you're looking to keep Texas chill, baby, then get you a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to tell you, you got the whole thing? The whole thing I sent you, right, RJ? I got to tell you, I thought Deshaun's press conference was uncomfortable. I thought it was grilling. I thought it was... Jake
Trotter is the one who did a good job.
In Europe, they take it to a new level now. Phil Mickelson met the media yesterday. And
he's an American, so they're going to go after the Yank.
Oh well, I think they don't mind going after anybody that's really
no.
that and the hypocrisy. For those of you who don't know, Phil has been pretty hypocritical. He he says, yeah, I know about Khashoggi. Yeah, that's okay, but you know what? They're going to pay me a lot of money, and I'm going to be able to use that as leverage against the PGA Tour, so maybe we can get some things changed. Yeah, sure, maybe that journalist was killed. Yeah, that's, I know they're really bad people.
Yeah, it's bad, but still.
But still.
The money and
I'm going to get paid a lot.
And the PGA's been screwing us, so I mean,
So, you know what? That's the really good thing. Well, so then he went in hiding for 4 months, And now he reappeared. And his press conference was, and it's over 2 minutes, but it is, there are some questions in there. You're like, ooh, get through this one, Phil. It's actually pretty damn good. You got it, RJ? You ready? RJ is not. Are you ready? You ready for us? Give it a minute. It was really, really, and I thought Deshaun's was uncomfortable just looking at him sitting up there and you know, the lies that Deshaun was telling up there, and oh, you're like, oh, really? Come on. And the stuff that the Browns were saying. And listen, one of my questions for Mike Florio is, how bad is the Browns investigating team? When Jenny Vrendas is coming up with this stuff, and I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in there the Browns had no idea.
You're dealing with a guy you're going to give $230 million guaranteed. That in and of, forget your own reputation. First and foremost, that's your bread. And this is the amount of work that you do on it. Now, the problem was they didn't have time. This is the problem. So here's how it went down. I'm going to tell you a little quick timeline and just a very brief one. We know how, you know, the Saints or whoever, whatever teams were involved, you had to have a good offer for the Texans to even let you talk to them. And this went down. Atlanta was the winner. Atlanta was the winner. What I've been told, there was a champagne toast coming with Watson and his crew. It was a done deal. They were already set up to do that. And Cleveland came in late with all the money. With all the money and said, what about this? It was almost out of nowhere. They thought Cleveland was out of it. They had no idea. So what Cleveland basically did, because of the timeline and the lack of time they had to get it done because of Atlanta, they didn't do their due diligence.
They didn't.
They can say they did. They didn't have time to do this amount of work. You know how long this takes?
Oh, no. Jenny Vrendas has been doing this for months.
This takes time.
Yes.
So there's no way they had the time frame to interview the people they needed to. But my son Alec asked me an interesting question. He goes, Dad, so do you think Deshaun could get kicked out of the league forever? I said, I mean, he could, but I don't see it because there's nothing, there's not going to be criminal action against him. I said, more than likely, I think it's going to be a 1-year suspension. Some teams believe it's going to leak into 2022 with three games in 2022. But then he asked me this one. What happens to Cleveland? Could the general manager and anyone in the front office be fired for this?
Maybe.
And I told him.
Unless Haslam was squarely behind it.
And that's, you know, that's probably the deal, is this is a Haslam deal. For an owner, $230 million guaranteed with no research, limited research into a guy with 22 civil suits at that time. That ain't coming from just a GM said, hey, Jimmy, you'll never believe what we just did.
No, he's got to definitely be a part of that whole situation. You ready? Phil Mickelson's press conference yesterday for the Live. For those of you who don't know, Phil has joined the Live, L-I-V, Saudi Arabian series, in which he's going to be paid $200 million. Apparently, Tiger was offered close to $1 billion. Close to a B to join the tour, That's right.
Billy.
Wow. How long does it take to make that on the PGA Tour? But Phil got $200 million, and yesterday he met the media.
Earlier, I don't condone human rights violations. I don't know how I can be any more clear. I understand your question. But again, I love this game of golf. I've seen the good that it's done. And I see the opportunity for LIV Golf to do a lot of good for the game throughout the world, and I'm excited to be about a part of this opportunity.
Phil, you also spoke about leverage. You used the word leverage, and here you are sitting representing the very people you were using to leverage. How do you explain that?
I've really enjoyed my time on the PGA Tour. I've had some incredible experiences, some great memories, and I have a lot of strong opinions on things that should and could be a lot better. One of the mistakes I've made is voicing those publicly. So I will really make an effort to keep those conversations behind closed doors going forward. I think that's the way to be the most efficient and get the most out of it.
Bill, can you just clarify? You've apologized again just now. Can you just clarify what you're apologizing for? Is it you're sorry for speaking the truth about the Saudis? Are you sorry for the shameless hypocrisy of taking their money anyway?
I understand that many people have very strong opinions and may disagree with my decision. And I can empathize with that. But at this time, this is an opportunity that gives me a chance to have the most balance in my life going forward, and I think this is going to do a lot of good for the game.
It's going to put a lot of money in my pocket.
Can you tell me if you are serving a ban or have served a ban?
I'm sorry, say again.
Can you tell me if you've served a ban or are serving a ban with the PGA Tour?
I personally believe
choose not to speak publicly on PGA Tour issues at this time.
Okay. Can you say if you're going to play next week's U.S. Open?
I will play next week's U.S. Open. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's USGA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can play it.
I didn't know John Oliver was there. Mr. Can you please explain now? You shamelessly took the money. So you're apologizing for shamelessly taking money and joining a league that's based on human atrocities. Is that what you're apologizing for? Or are you apologizing for leveraging the PGA Tour and using all of us as your henchmen? Like, what Phil?
In America, I'm friends with some journalists, and they don't say this.
Well, John Oliver's here today. I didn't know John Oliver was in there. Like, so correct me if I'm wrong, but are you apologizing for what you said or for shamelessly taking the money and being a hypocrite?
Your shameless hypocrisy.
Your shameless hypocrisy. Which one is it?
Mr. Oliver, it actually is. So I personally believe I would at this time like to take the fifth.
And this isn't a deposition. And you don't have to do this.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And boom, pass it to the man.
What if in the middle of this, Phil just started going,
pass it to the man.
Well, I don't understand. What is that supposed to mean?
And gets the shot. And there it is.
And
then the run comes. And boom goes the dynamite.
Are you doing a viral meme from the early 2000s.
Here's other scores.
And he had a couple of those.
I mean, it sounded like, do you remember when Ted Lasso had a really troubling first?
Yeah.
When he first was hired, when he came over in the British, and especially the guy with the long hair there,
yeah,
started grilling down on him. Ted Lasso wasn't ready for that guy.
No, Phil wasn't ready for this. And
Phil
by the way, now next week's U.S. Open press conference is going to be even worse, because now the Americans say, "Oh, wait a minute, we can open up fire on him like that."
Oh yeah,
watch now. Oh, he's gonna.
Phil eventually just got this in. Phil should have had cream, cash rules everything around me, as his walkout music to the presser.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here. HRP is what we're talking about.
It sounded like John Oliver around there.
And it sounded like, I personally believe, too. HRP is what we're talking about right now. I talked about it a little bit earlier, but there's so much. I mean, there's so many payroll. Listen, there are so many businesses out there. What's your business? I don't know, but you know what? Every business is different, and so they customize every single plan differently. I mean, you're not the same. We had a cookie cutter payroll company when we started here, and it was like, no, dude, we went from 25 to 75 employees. That's different. You really have to give us a break on what we're doing. And they were like, that's the price. That's it. No, that's not how it goes about it. When your business is growing, HRP will grow with you. HRP is not going to charge a business that has 5,000 employees the same that has 25 employees. It's just different. And guess what? You're the benefactor. And when your business grows, you know that HR&P will grow with you. So that's kind of a big deal. We didn't have that. That's why we went with HR&P. And you know what? They've grown with us every step. And they've been there every step of the way. They are here for your business, HR and payroll wise. And then they're going to help you out with all the benefits packages and everything else. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.